It's been a tough 2 days for Emma Bossabe, the Winchester Canyon resident. Sums up her experience with the Whittier brush fire, which is burning in the mountains above her home, with an emotional two words.
It's scary.
Bossabe has lived in the rural canyon west of Goleta for 3 decades. On Saturday night, she looked out of the yard of her home to see flames trying to work their way over the mountains from the blaze, which started near Lake Kachuma.
I saw the mountain, and I said, oh my God, it's fire. So when I stay here, I prepare my papers and my a little bit clothes.
Bossabe didn't have to evacuate. With the small fleet of fire trucks patrolling Winchester Canyon and the fire confined by firefighters to the mountains, she admits she feels better now. But many people in the area are on edge, camped out in their front yards watching air tankers and helicopters fighting the flames.
We were standing right here the whole time.
Because I can't see anything from my house.
Yeah.
The scary part was
like the further down the street you just walked right here, the further down it was going.
Definitely wasn't comfortable last night.
John Ginder and his wife haven't gotten a lot of sleep since Saturday night.
Both our cars are packed. We went through the house. We came home and saw flames were a lot closer than they were earlier in the day and saw that there were some evacuation warnings getting closer. We packed up. Luckily, we had everything kind of centralized after the Sherpa fire last year got kind of close. So just kind of stood out here with the neighbors and watched, and it was scary, and it's still is.
It was a long weekend for a lot of people. The Whittier fire forced about 3,500 evacuations. Red Cross shelters have been set up on both sides of the Santa Ynez Mountains at Santa Ynez Elementary School and at San Marcos High School in Goleta. The blaze started at around 2 p.m. Saturday just off of Highway 154 near Lake Kachuma, about 12 miles east of Solvang. The fire literally exploded out of control. Mike Eliason with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department has been on the front lines of both the Whittier and the Alamo fire, which is burning northeast of Santa Maria.
Both fires on both counts, just due to the fuel moisture levels, the type of fuel, the density of the fuel, and how long it's been since they've burned previously, that combined with the high temperatures, excessively high temperatures in some parts, the winds, as well as the topography, as well as the relatively low humidity. So there's a lot of little balls in the air at that point, and that all came in alignment, and that just really made those fires both explode. In the 32 years I've been coming to fires in Santa Barbara County, to have a fire move that fast in that short amount of time, I haven't seen that.
Firefighters and Santa Barbara County Sheriff's deputies moved quickly to move hundreds of people from Lake Kachuma and some summer camps in the area out of harm's way. Santa Barbara County Fire Chief Eric Peterson says their efforts to protect 80 children and staff members who were trapped by the flames at the Circle V Ranch Camp just south of Highway 154 near Lake Kachuma amounted to a rescue.
The road was completely enveloped in flame, and there were trees falling down across the road, and there was really just no way to get them out of there. So we had fire personnel, we had sheriff's personnel, and Los Padres National Forest personnel all back there keeping those kids safe, and they rode it out with them for hours, literally hours, until it was safe enough to get them out of there.
Some of those who fled the Kachuma campground left so fast, their tents and camping gear are still in place as if they never left. It could be days before it's considered safe enough to allow people to retrieve their items. 20 structures in the Lake Kachuma area were destroyed, with many of them believed to be associated with camps or campgrounds. But despite the flames, no one was hurt. And while the fire crested the Santa Ynez Mountains, it's been blocked from moving down towards homes. Stopping the Whittier fire is another proposition, though. Mark Fontillo with the U.S. Forest Service is commander of the efforts to put out the blaze. He says air tankers and helicopters are critical to the effort.
It is rugged terrain. It's very hard. The brush is 20 to 25 feet tall, and it's not made for dozers, and it's hand crews. So getting the precise mobile retardant drops from the helicopters is really the essential tool that we're going to need.
Firefighters say it will definitely take time to control this blaze. They're dealing with vegetation that hasn't burned in 6 decades. In Winchester Canyon, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.